96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 7th of July. It is 80 degrees on our way to 95 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards. Mickey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. You have to be pleased as we get things started here. The United Way of the Flint Hills has been spearheading the restart of Plum Place with a new board of directors, new charge to a certain degree. And you had to be pleased that the latest step in the Plum Place process got settled here with Judge Jeff Larson's decision on Chris Stanley as the owner.
Yes, we were very happy to get to this point. I've been helping the board kind of move forward towards reestablishing the agency. And, you know, one of the biggest needs of a new nonprofit or a reestablished nonprofit is financial resources. And so we've had a couple of wins here lately, and one of the major ones was the approval for the finalization of the sale of the Plum House, the properties. So the board looks forward to being appointed officially here in the next couple of months. There'll be another court hearing. The assets will be transferred to the agency, and the real work can get started.
So that is over $200,000. So, Mickey, that is a good start, isn't it?
It is a good start. Of course, there are some outstanding debts and, some bills that will need to be paid. The receiver for the court has been paying, bills related to the property all along. And, there are still some outstanding debts. So we don't know yet what the final, the net proceeds will be. But I know that it'll be more than what they have right now to work with. So they're going to be able to really get started on making some good decisions, I think.
Mickey, from the United Way standpoint, where does your agency stand in the process from here? And maybe you can review with that answer what the United Way has done to get the process to this point.
Well, most people remember that when Plum Place closed, we were the agency that kind of stepped up and organized others in the community to make sure that we were able to reestablish services that were lost. We knew there was a big hole in the community with no women's housing services that served anyone. We do have some services in town, but they are under specialized missions. So, if somebody that didn't fit within those missions were without a home, they wouldn't have been able to find a place to go. And so we organized others, and we got started on really what's been this 2-plus-year process of getting this agency reestablished. So it's been very hard work, because we're starting from scratch basically, but we're really looking forward to the future. And I don't know what the relationship of Plum Place and the United Way will be in the future. We've had a great relationship for 70 plus years. But we'll see kind of what the future brings. We're just happy that we're able to ensure that this resource is going to be available in our community again.
Have you been able to glean from the board, Mickey, what the next step in this process will be? Ultimately, they would like to find a place to be able to house women?
That is true. They're kind of working through right now what that looks like in the future. One of the biggest hurdles, of course, is knowing what do they have to start with, because those financial resources are, key to figuring out what kind of location and you know, what kind of staffing they capacity they're able to have. So, you know, they've got some great ideas. They've been doing their research. I will say they've been looking at, you know, other shelter type agencies. They've been looking at different types of housing available for, you know, unhoused individuals. So they're kind of taking all of that in and considering what's best for our community. And then, like I said, soon with the money available to them, they'll be able to make some good decisions, I think.
Mickey, I know there's been some questions about the process and the bid process specifically. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about how the bid process unfolded and maybe adjusted over time.
Yeah, you know, the steering committee that I headed in the board, we really haven't been involved in the bidding process itself or in really making any decisions about that. We've had some recommendations here and there to the receiver and to the court about how the house should be marketed and, you know, what that process should look like. And, you know, ultimately, I think we ended up with a really great offer that was selected by the receiver and approved by the court. And so, you know, at this point, we just look forward to that part of it all being over and moving forward and really seeing some progress.
We're talking with United Way CEO Mickey Edwards on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:26, 80 degrees on our way to another excessively hot day with a high of 95 with heat index readings near 103. Well, Mickey, you're coming off a very successful United Way of the Flint Hills campaign drive headed by Mike Argabright. Very successful. Now you're gearing up for another campaign drive. I guess the work never stops. Yeah, as far as the fundraising goes, so where are you at in the process of launching this year's campaign?
Well, we, Hannah and I in our office have been hard at work getting ready for the next campaign. Our campaign will actually kick off August 18th. We'll have a chamber business hours that will act as our official kickoff for the campaign. And here in probably a matter of days or maybe even hours, we will have an announcement of who our next year's leaders will be for the campaign. We have selected, actually this year, coming year, we will have co-chairs, and we're about ready to announce who that might be, so stay tuned.
In hours?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Really?
You can't just slide that in right now?
Not quite there yet, guys.
Okay.
Understood. Mickey, along those fronts here, though, I mean, for folks that don't know, and that would probably be most of us, really, in this time of year, you know, we see the work for the fundraising campaign starting in August, wrapping up now, March, April, May. But as to Ron's point, you guys are still busy throughout, you know, that quote-unquote downtime, or at least that time where people don't see a whole lot from the United Way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are not a fundraising agency. I mean, we do a lot of fundraising, but there's a reason behind all of that need. And we're, you know, working every day to help improve our community and the entire Flint Hills area. Don't forget, we serve 8 counties. And so we're working every day to work on education and income needs of our community, health needs of our community. And so, you know, we keep busy. Absolutely, we keep busy for sure. One good example of that is we just wrapped up our summer climb-in program. Every year, the United Way for many years has participated with the school lunch sites and providing activities and you know, working with kids to help prevent that summer learning loss. We call it the summer slide. So rather than have a summer slide, we hope that we're helping with the summer climb. So we have done that for several years. We had to take a couple of years off during COVID. And this year, unfortunately, the activities that we had hoped to do weren't necessarily all possible because it was a drive-through, you know, lunch. But we were still able to be there and hand out books to kids and encourage them to keep reading. And we partnered with LEAP. They're an Alzheimer's prevention program that we fund through our community partner program. And they were there, you know, handing out materials on how to stay active during the summer and sharing some videos that families can, you know, work with their kids on. So, you know, that's a good example of what we do every day in this community, where those funds go.
And on top of that, too, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, yeah. You guys hit a major milestone here just a few weeks back.
Yeah, we absolutely did. You know, that's so fun. Everybody loves hearing about our Imagination Library, and it's so fun for us to administer We saw recently, I think it was in June, our 150,000th book be mailed. And so, you know, every month, children, you know, from birth to age five are able to receive a free book in the mail. There is no catch. All you do is sign your child up. They have to live in one of our counties, and they get a free book every month. And these books are beautiful. I tell you, they are curated. They are hand-selected by a committee of individuals that work at the Dolly Parton Foundation, and they are high-quality, diverse, excellent books for kids.
It's an incredible program, and we certainly hope that all the parents take advantage of that for their kids. It's easy to sign up, and as Mickey mentioned, birth to age five, you get a brand-new book every month. That's just incredible. 150,000, the count now. That is awesome. Well, Mickey, as always, we appreciate your time. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. And if anyone wants to get their kids signed up, they just have to go to uwfh.org, and there's a link right there. You can print the form and get it to us, and we'll get you signed up.
Let us know about your campaign drive chair.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You'll be hearing.
All right. Thanks,
sweet.
Mickey.
Thanks,
right.
Mickey.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills on our prime time newsmaker here this morning, Chuck.
All right, we're starting to fill in next week's schedule right now in the newsmaker slot.